Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 222nd edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a bi-weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guest today is Emi Ito. She grew up in Aichi, Prefecture of Japan, located between Tokyo and Kyoto on Honshu. The metropolitan region is known for its industry and its agriculture and is home to Toyota Corporation. Emi grew up the eldest in a family of four. She studied business and marketing in college and became a makeup artist before coming to the United States. She started off in New York City but moved to Bath, Maine with her husband in 2008. Emi's a fiber artist, and you may have seen her work at the Designing Women Craft shows, at the Maine Craft Association, or Maine Fiber Arts in Topsom. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Emi.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really nervous, but I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so glad you said yes and joined me today.
Thanks.
I'm also really looking forward to learning a little bit more about what life was like for you in Japan as a girl. You know, you and I are roughly the same age, and Japan was really part of my consciousness as a girl coming of age.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of new on the scene and renewed on the scene and part of my my growing up. And so I wonder what it was like for you when you were a girl in your household and your part of town.
Yeah, I was growing up in a suburb, and kind of looks similar like where I am, but in Bath, but more smaller. You know how Japanese houses are more smaller than here, and then the closer house next to each other. And then I had a bunch of kids at the neighbor in the same age, so we all go to the same school. And so every morning we walk to the school, like about 20 minutes walk. And then we stay sometime after work. After school, we play together or we come back together. And then I can go to my friend's house in work. And then I just need to come back, you know, before it gets dark. So it's really, I was free and then very relaxed. Yeah.
A free range kid.
Yeah.
What kinds of games would you play with friends when you were a kid?
We didn't have electric or any kind of computer game at that time. So we did a lot of card games, and I read a lot of comic books. So, yeah.
Who was your favorite comic book character?
Character? It's too long time. Yeah.
That's cool. They were very popular then, and circles still are.
Yeah. A lot of, we can see now in TV now, like, I forget the name. It's Dragon Ball or that kind of stuff. It was in a magazine at that time because I had a brother, so he was still reading. So that's why I borrow his comic books too. I read girls' version and then boys' version. So,
and so that's Japanese anime.
Yeah, Japanese anime. But at that time, it was in a comic books, and then it gets every weekly magazine. So we are always waiting next one coming, and then some of them buying, and you know we can borrow or we can read together or that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's cool. By the time you were in high school, you had become interested in fashion and marketing, and Japan was having an economic boom, the bubble.
Yes, I think, at that time, my high school was pretty much focusing on getting into the college. So I had to study so long time in the morning to, even after school, we had to take extra curriculum or something. But I was interested in fashion, but we had a uniform. So we, we don't need to, you know, wear every day different clothes. I just looking at the fashion magazine or looking forward to wear something nice on the weekend. Yeah, that kind of stuff. And
your academics are very rigorous there in high school, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really different, I think. We have to memorize a lot. It's to take a test for the test. It's not so much doing something or, you know, create something. It's always memorizing everything. And yeah.
Did you have a favorite subject in high school?
Not so much. So I was not so... I don't like studying. I'm not so good at memorizing. Yeah.
It makes sense. You have chosen to work with your hands, which you are naturally gifted at. When did you decide to go to New York City? What were you hoping to find?
Yes, I was working as a makeup artist before going to New York. And yes, I had to, when I was thinking about what I'm doing for future, and I really, one of the list I always wanted to do is living outside of Japan, living other, you know, country. So I thought that is a time to do that. And then New York, I was visited when I was 22 years old. So I knew a little bit about how it looks like. So I decided to move or, you know, try to go to New York City. And then I was makeup artist, so maybe I thought, you know, I can get the job or I can help someone. I just thought so.
Had anyone in your family ever lived abroad?
No.
So it was really high adventure.
Yeah, my mom was kind of crying, I think.
Yeah. She knew you might come here and meet a handsome man and
only
come back once a year to visit.
I didn't plan that way. Maybe I thought I can live 5 years, I thought. So, and then maybe going back to Japan and then going back to the makeup artist world. And then, but it didn't happen.
No, but while you were in New York City, you found your way to a special kind of weaving class called Seori. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
And tell us about that. How did that capture you?
Yes, I saw the one advertising in the picture. It was full of color of yarn on the wall. It looks like makeup palette, you know. So I was interested in it. I didn't know about weaving so much, but I just went to the studio, and that was a freestyle. And its loom was already threaded and threaded. They had a black warp. And then I sit in front of the loom, and then the woman just say, start doing weaving. And then I just pick the color, whatever I like from the wall. And then I put in there and then start weaving. I sit maybe like, I think 1 hour or 2 hours, and I weave this much, like
2 feet.
Yeah, 2 feet. Yeah. So the material came. I still have it in my studio. So, and it's hooked. I just like, wow, I can make clothes from my hand. And it was, yes.
It allowed your intuitive style to shine through.
Mm-hmm,
even when they didn't teach you, you didn't have to memorize anything. You just got to do it from your gut.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful, bet, too.
Yeah.
If you kept it. A good kickoff. And then Bath, Maine. That must be quite a contrast to New York City life. When you first moved here in 2008, your life surely changed a lot. What were you surprised to find here?
Yeah, it's at the beginning, I was really nervous because I don't know anybody. Only I know my husband and my husband's parents. And we got a big historical house for the other renter, and it was gorgeous house. But for me, from my point of stand up. Yeah, but I was really scary because it's like don't see so many people in bus. I mean, they don't walk so much because I think I started living here at the, just before the winter. So it's everybody's going inside the house, right?
Where is everyone?
Yeah. Yeah, I was so... It's really different. But then I find out the yarn store in bus, and then I saw that they, I can take a class, traditional weaving class, and spinning class, and like dyeing. It's fiber world. It's really helped me to surviving here. So I took a lot of classes over there. And then I found community spinning groups. So I go there and then I show what I did from the spinning and to the weaving. And then a lot of people encourage me to show my scarf to somebody or to sell. I got the quite nice support. People are very supportive, and then they teach me how to do if I don't know, or they introduce other weaver. So, yeah.
I'm so glad you found a community that mm-hmm. could see what a natural artist you are mm-hmm. and would encourage you to mm-hmm. pursue that and share it with the world.
Yes, yes. In so I got a very... One woman introduced me other weaver. She was so nice. She even I showed her my stuff, and then she encouraged me to sell in the public, and then even she share her booth with me, and then so I can try like just say like just a little bit of like a 10 scarf I brought into her, you know, booth, and then I can see what's gonna happen if people like my work.
Yeah, you got a chance to even try it out first.
Yeah, yeah. That was very, very generous of her.
And it's amazing the difference one person can make in our career.
Yes,
and
she
welcomed you.
Yeah,
shared her booth.
Yeah, that was very, very, yes, nice. And then other woman introduced me to the main fiber arts, and at that time they had a little red studio, I mean little building outside of their facility, and then it was open, so they let me weave entire summer over there. So that's I see more people, I could show my work to more, you know, more public, and then still my customer remember that day. They keep telling me, oh, you are the one weaving over there. It was more than 10 years ago, I think. But yeah, people still remember that time.
I think it's a really special thing to get to watch someone perform their work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people are very invested in watching people mm-hmm. run fast, throw balls well, you know, put balls in little holes mm-hmm. well. But the same is true for the arts. It's fabulous to watch people blow glass or mm-hmm. spin
yeah.
wool. If you don't know how to do those things,
yeah.
it's enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they remember you because yeah. you're such a natural at it. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Emmy Ito. She is a fabulously talented artist, designer, and weaver. She creates gorgeous hand-spun and woven scarves, jackets, belts, all with natural, local, and Japanese fibers that showcase her diverse life experiences on two different continents. If you want to see her work while we're speaking about it, you can visit her website at emiito.com, emiito.com. And you have beautiful images of your work there. The color is utterly delicious. Do you have a favorite color that you work with?
I like color. I like mixing a color a lot, and then mixing a different texture. And but I like yellow, I think. If you ask me what is my favorite, I think I like yellow.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said texture, because your work is richly textured. You'll mm-hmm. have some things that are tightly woven, patterns or just colors, and then you'll have like bubbles of beautiful wool.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sheep's wool?
Yes, wool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mostly my work is wool.
Do you ever work with alpaca?
Yeah, sometimes alpaca, but I like wool as sheep wool because it's more forgiving. Alpaca is kind of hairy, so it's sometimes people feels itchy. It's so, but the merino wool is very bouncy, and even it's wet and then bounce back, it's keep the shape. So that wool is very fun to work with.
I was really moved when we talked last week getting coffee about how you collect wool from Japan and collect wool from here and use them together.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Isn't that the perfect image of you and your life?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I like mixtures. Yes, Japanese life and here. And then, of course, color slightly different what Japanese people like and American people like. So if I buy yarn in Japan and yarn here and mix it, and that's create something unique things. Yeah.
Yeah. You are a hybrid and your work is a hybrid. Do you have a favorite product that you create?
I mean, product, it, most of my work is scarf, and yeah, I could say like two of them are totally my original as design wise and like shape, or even one of my scarf is edge is wool bubble things. That one is probably no one does like this. I kind of created it that way. So yes, I think I like that work. It's my best.
And we met when I came to a Designing Women show in Freeport and came through, and you greeted my sister and me, and you showed us your scarves, which I'm so glad you did because they're different.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you've created your own thing. There's one that's a bit like a shawl
yeah.
that goes over your shoulder, and then you have little hidden snaps, mm-hmm. so it stays like more like a shrug on the person wearing them. And then you picked colors that mm-hmm. went with our coloring
mm-hmm.
and made us look beautiful. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, you are really an artist. Through and through.
Thank you. Thank you.
When we were talking this week, you talked about the colors Americans like and what goes with their skin tone and their eye color.
Yeah. Yeah. Hair color. It's everything. That's that part I learned when I was makeup artist. So,
yeah. Oh, the makeup artist brought into the scarf making.
Yes. Yes. All color, mixture, everything, that kind of stuff. When I was makeup artist, I learned. And then, so that's why I think I like making a scarf, because scarf is close to the your face. So yes. And then, of course, people like, you know, whatever looks good on them, right? So that affects all their skin color and then their hair colors.
And it really works for Maine. You know, we're really bundled up in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a beautiful collar or scarves that wrap intentionally and then also have a mm-hmm. snap on them to keep them from
mm-hmm.
flying away
mm-hmm.
and really holding that fullness mm-hmm. near the face. You mm-hmm. could just wear all black or mm-hmm. all gray and mm-hmm. then one of these scarves and look like a million
mm-hmm.
bucks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you do commissioned work?
Not so much. I like create from my feeling, and then
wow, your work is so beautiful. I hope people will go to emiito.com and look at it, because it defies radio definition. What are you thinking about when you're doing your labor intensive handwork in your studio? You must put in long hours.
Yes, it depends on work. It's some work is I always has to choose what's next. So I have to pick the yarn and then weave a little bit and then stop and then pick what's next to this. So that at that time I don't listening music so much. I just concentrate what's coming in my mind. And then some work is more like traditional weaving. I can weave. At that time, I listening the music. But sometimes music affect me. If I listening up temp music and my weaving gets a little faster or... Yeah.
Yeah, you said you like to listen to Queen sometimes.
And then yeah.
I wonder what kind of product you come out with. Yeah. Listening to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
How long does it take to make one scarf for you?
That's a really tough question because I put wrong warp, which is not one by one because let's say some work I put 15 yards. Warp, so and then that setting a loom is pretty much one day, and then weaving part is if it's smaller, maybe I weave one day, and then but I have to finish 15 yards everything weave up, and then I took the material off from the loom, and then most of my work I have to sew by my hand because it's too fine to sewing with a sewing machine. So that's pretty much like each end, like maybe 30 minutes, one side and then the other side 30 minutes and for one scarf. And then I have to wash it. All hand woven material has to be washed before I sew. So I wash it, dry it, and then put a little snap or buttons. I don't want to calculate that.
Yes, it takes a lot of time. And then you photograph it, put it on your website?
Sometime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then you bring it to all these art shows.
Yes, shows. I do the 10 shows a year, probably. Yeah, but I really like it because I can see what people like and then... Always customer comes back, you know, with they bought last year or how they tell me how they enjoyed it or, I got a lot of nice feedback or sometimes I can get the idea what they want. So I can create for the next time.
Yeah, you're really interactive in your booth. Some people just, you know, wait while you look mm-hmm. at the products, but mm-hmm. yours... help to be displayed and tried on.
Yeah.
It's a nice invitation. So where can people see your work coming up and how might they go about trying on some of your artful creations? Are you going to have any shows in the near future?
My show schedule is on my website. I start summer to the Christmas time. So now I'm my creation time. I have to weave now from January to
Well, it's a good time of year to get a lot of work done, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's not a lot of competition for enjoying the fine weather. So tell me a little bit about your hopes. You've been at this weaving for maybe 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And what are you hoping for the next few years of your business?
That's really a tough question. Yeah. I wish I could have a small store or gallery type of setting because I find out a lot of people likes to see what I'm doing. But unfortunately, right now my studio is third floor. In my room, in my house, so it's not so much, you know. I can invite so many people because
we could put a webcam like they do for eagle babies. We can watch them grow up. We'll just watch you in your studio. Not quite organic enough. Uh-huh. No. So maybe having a little studio and a place where you can demonstrate your work.
Yeah, and I can sell, you know, through my own gallery or studio. That would be very nice, but it's tough to
As an artist, your product is limited by how much you can create in a year,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can't start creating more.
No.
So each piece is really an art piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very time consuming. So that's a lot of weavers faithing in. Yeah.
Yes. Do you do any teaching for people who are interested in learning more about weaving?
Not so much. Yeah, I'm focusing on making my work right now. I don't know for future, but right now, yes.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of focus. Sometimes you can't even listen to the radio. You just mm-hmm. need to focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that really explains the power mm-hmm. of what you're pouring into each piece.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can see it and feel it, and I hope people will go to your website, emiito.com, to see in the gallery just what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's exquisite work. Emmy, you are so lovely, hardworking, and talented with your hands. I love your work, and I wish you every success in your continued growth of your mm-hmm. business. You were a born artist, and I'm so glad to know you. Thank you for coming on New Manners Speak today.
Thank you so much. I really want to say thank you for the main people, because they encourage me to do my work. So yes, all my customer, everybody, thank you so much.
You're so gracious. And thank you all for listening. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Emmy has selected for us. I wonder if you could tell us about this song and why you chose this one.
Oh, that title is Ito. It sounds like my name, but the meaning is thread. So, and it's beautiful lyric. They're talking about like warp and the weft, and then create material it sounds like their life. It's warp is somebody and the weft is the other person, and then create.
Yeah,
the
together.
Life. Yeah, together.
Who knows what we might create.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and the perfect selection. Thank you so much.
かもしれない。